But tomorrow is the first day of school. And indeed, we have the superintendent of Fargo Public Schools. That is Dr. Jeff Schatz. He joins us this morning on KFGO. Hello, Dr. Schatz.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
You bet.
I think I remember last time at this year. In fact, if I look at our climatological data, the high a year ago today was 93. And if I'm not mistaken, weren't there some elementary kids who couldn't go to school because of the heat?
Well, last year we had a very unusual heat that broke out. Not only was it the heat, but the dew points and the humidity was so high and the buildings just couldn't cool down. So we did have a period of time where we did not have school in the six elementary schools that were impacted by that. So a little different this year.
Things are very different this year. So, and tell us how.
Well, it's different in that I think our weather is going to be better, but also in our buildings. What we did during the off season here was we did an HVAC project in each one of the six buildings, not only to improve the ability to cool the buildings, but also just the overall air quality. We also put new boiler systems in all of those buildings. We're at a point where they needed those things upgraded, so we just did it all at one time, and all the projects are completed, and so we should have much better air quality in those buildings throughout the year. We also used the buildings during the summer quite a bit, so we had to shut those summer school programs down mm-hmm. over the summer and then have those kids bust over to other buildings. So got it all done and ready to go for tomorrow's opening.
Boy, wouldn't our grandparents just shake their head. Oh, my goodness. You have air conditioning in school.
Yeah.
But
well,
good.
We have it in all of our buildings now, so we have a consistent environment for all of our students and for our staff. So.
Wonderful. That is very good news. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the status of that new elementary school. Has construction began, and when is it projected to open?
We started construction as soon as we could this past spring, and we've had a good weather streak here in the last month and a half or so where we've really made progress. The walls are going up on the EdClap school, and some of the floors have been poured. And so we believe that by time snow flies, we should be able to have it covered so that we can do the inside work over the winter. Projected to open next year at this time. And so we'll have the new school on board for next school year.
Wow, that is a great, that's also so something to look forward to and very exciting news. Mm-hmm. And what neighborhoods, what kids will go to that school? Where are they going now? Are they going to Bennett Elementary? Is that?
Most of the kids that would be adjusted and move into the EdClap school attend Kennedy Elementary, and that's where we had such overcrowding over the last two or three years. There are a few kids in the Centennial attendance area that will be impacted also. We've redrawn those lines, and once school gets going here, we'll be notifying individuals of mm-hmm. where their attendance area will be for next year. So primarily just making that shift from Kennedy was probably the biggest piece.
Sure. Where is Kennedy?
Kennedy is out on the west side of the interstate over on 42nd as you head down towards 52nd. And what we're really preparing for is the future growth that's going to occur in and around Kennedy and south of Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And so the numbers at Kennedy will be drawn down quite a bit, but then we're projecting the next 2 to 3, maybe 4 years that we're going to fill Kennedy again.
Fargo School Superintendent Dr. Jeff Schatz is our guest. It is 11:20. Do you have any quick enrollment numbers handy, Dr. Schatz?
Well, right now we're tracking that, and we're looking at our registrations as they come in, and we're thinking that we'll probably be up around 100 students, but we don't know for sure. We have to wait until we open the doors tomorrow. We usually get a rush of late registrations, and then we also have to sort out, to some degree, some of the folks who didn't let us know that they've left the district. So by the end of the day, tomorrow, we mm-hmm. should have a good starting point to know where we're at with enrollment.
Very good. We only have about a minute left, and I do want you to just tell our listeners a little bit about this joint effort or joint project between Northern Cass, West Fargo, and Fargo Public Schools. This is pretty exciting news, too.
And what we did is we went into an agreement with the three school districts to have a consortium, if we will, with our CTE programs, career tech ed programs. And so we have one director for all three schools that is working with the teachers and the programs, hopefully to reevaluate what we're doing in those areas, to look to the future also to the types of curriculum that we want to offer, and then make that available to all three school districts, whether it's through a viral process, interactive type of thing, or maybe we offer one course in one district and the students actually come to that district to take that course. Lots of different options. We're going to look at building that this year, but we're the collaboration between Fargo, West Fargo, Northern Cass. First time we've done that, and we're excited about that.
Well, that is very cool. Dr. Schatz, thank you for joining us. Where will you be tomorrow? I imagine you'll be welcoming kids to school. Will you travel around town? Or?
Well, I'm on TV at 6 in the morning, and then I'm going to be hitting the schools throughout
all
the
right.
district.
So, very good. Well, thank you. We look forward to a great school year, and we look forward to continuing our great communication with you, too. Thanks.
You bet. Have a great day.